Well, that seals it. Tom Brady is the GOAT, greatest of all time. Hello, everybody. It's Joe Ditzel back on my bike talking about Tom Brady and yet another Super Bowl win, winning in dramatic fashion. Once again, Tom Brady and the Patriots beat the Atlanta Falcons 34-28 in a stunning comeback to capture Super Bowl 51 yesterday. They were able to erase a 25-point lead with only 3 minutes left in the third quarter. It is the largest deficit any team has been able to overcome in Super Bowl history. Oh, and the previous record of 10 points in that category? Well, that was achieved by the Patriots as well when they tied that record in Super Bowl 49. Hey, let's run down a few of Brady's achievements for fun. Only quarterback in history to be victorious in 5 Super Bowls. Quarterbacked the Patriots for 7 of their appearances in Super Bowls, the most for any NFL player in history. Won 4 Super Bowl MVP awards, the most by any player. Won the league's most valuable player award in both 2007 and 2010. Taken the Patriots to more division titles, 14, than any other quarterback in the history of the league. Named to the Pro Bowl 12 times. Wow, not to mention he is 3rd in career passer rating, 4th in career touchdown passes and career passing yards, has won more playoff games than any other pigskin tosser, built a career postseason record of 25 wins and 9 losses, and has appeared in more playoff contests than any other player at any position on the field. If that wasn't enough, his more than 200 regular season and postseason wins are the most of any player in his position in the history of the NFL. I think you can safely say that Tom Brady is the GOAT, greatest of all time. So why is he hated so much? Well, the obvious answer is that people hate winners. They always have and always will. Football, and the NFL in particular, is a highly competitive, emotional game. People support their teams to the end of their days. Many people have stronger relationships with their favorite team than their loved ones. Us, good. Them, bad. That's the formula, and that's it. And for many people, the Patriots are them, the hated team. So when a particular player wins over and over, especially when they come back from a severe point deficit as many times as Brady has, it's inevitable he will develop haters' simple competitive envy. It's painful when your team struggles year after year, Cleveland Browns, only to end up with the losing record every time. Just ask Patriots fans, they sucked for years before they turned it around. But with Brady and Bill Belichick, the coach, it's more than that. Some people hate them because of their questionable tactics. Deflategate and Spygate stick in the craw. Everybody likes a winner, but that shine is lost if you cheated to get there. Like when the DNC conspired against Bernie Sanders to make sure Hillary Clinton got the nomination in the 2016 presidential election. You say winners take every advantage they can, and that's what the Patriots do. You may be right, but the perception that the Patriots bend the rules too much hangs over their legacy. But either way, you can't deny Brady's talent and his ability to deliver. He's settled the debate with this Super Bowl win. Peyton, who? Joe, who? Aaron, who? Tom Brady is the NFL's GOAT, greatest of all time. Folks, that's all I have for now. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.